Now, Seamus Leahy, former marketing manager with Fota Island Hotel and Resort and also the Kingsley, is now working for a company called www.inviteresorts.com. And there's going to be a huge challenge to the hospitality sector as they kind of gently and gingerly take steps back. And Seamus joins me by phone. Seamus, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
And hearing as well that some hotels are just not going to bother and they're going to wait until maybe early next year or certainly until the St. Patrick's weekend next year. It's a real worry, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think they're a lot of them might be making the right decision, Neil. It's difficult for a lot of properties, as you know. The majority of hotels would make their money sort of between sort of April, May and September. And if you're opening for, in effect, in August-ish time, you know, 20th of July or when the bars open a little bit later than that, you've eroded the majority of their sort of profitable season anyway, particularly the leisure type hotels. So I think your earlier caller was talking about, you know, somebody not opening six hotels in Killarney.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. But we've also seen an awful lot of hotels rushing to reopen on this 20th of July date. And they might find that difficult when they do, you know.
Yeah, because of what? The bar, the restaurant, the foyer, the 2 meter distancing, 6 meter square kind of thing.
Well, that's one aspect, but actually take it back another step. The demand would be the first one. I mean, we don't have international tourists at the moment. We won't have a lot of corporate visitors. So I think most hotels would need 65-70% of their rooms full to be operating in any way of a break even or making money. So when you're operating with a lot of the strands not available to you, a lot of the customers not available to you, there's going to be an enormous demand on the sort of the local domestic leisure market.
Yes.
to fill it in. And every hotel in the country, and there's what, about 60,000 hotel bedrooms in the country, they'll all be chasing that sort of local domestic customer in the short term.
And how are you encouraging them to do that, to chase that market safely and to get people back? Would it be reducing their prices or like changing their offerings or what?
Well, I think that's really the challenge. I mean, firstly, I think you have to talk to, you have to look at your, if you're a hotelier first, you have to look at it and see, do you feel that you can get enough custom to justify opening, right? That's the first thing. And if you feel you can get enough custom, then I think the important thing is to be very honest in your messaging to your customers and how you chat with them, and making sure that you point out that you are a bit like your previous speakers. You've dealt with the issues about social distancing, about how your restaurant will operate, even as simple things about how your kitchen is going to operate now, because you've seen passes in in kitchens in the past where people are alongside each other now.
Yeah.
They have to spread out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on. So you have to reassure your guests that, you know, these things are going to be taken care of. Even look at why do a lot of us go to hotels? They go for the spa or the pool. How do you manage those spaces? You know, who's going
well,
to get...
Well, Ben Dunn is saying this morning that steam rooms, jacuzzis, saunas are a thing of the past now. Ain't nobody going to go near them.
Well, again, nobody, or is it a matter of fact that you run them with a degree of planning, you know, that they're cleaned down every so often?
But look at spas. I mean, people will be very, forgive me now, I don't mean to diss an entire industry, but won't they be a little bit more cautious about going for a spa treatment?
Absolutely, absolutely. People will be more cautious, and I think that's why I was chatting about messaging and making sure you reassure people as to how you will offer your services to them so that they won't have those fears in place. Because right now, we have a bit of trepidation as regards what we would do. So I think you have to reassure them. I mean, again, spas are very adaptable. Not all treatments are hands-on treatments as well. You could have a hydrotherapy bath or an envelopment wrap or something like that that might not require the same touches as a massage, for example. So there are other ways to enjoy those.
But like, say for instance, with regards to all of that, would it work that the staff member would be able to prove to the client with the use of an app or a cert or an updated daily report showing, I don't know, I mean, I don't mean to frighten people, but showing their temperature and showing that they're COVID coronavirus negative, for instance?
Yeah, without trying to be too negative about that piece, firstly, my understanding is that you can be infectious for the first 3 days before you even show any symptoms. So even having a temperature check at the front door might not, for the first 3 days, if I'm COVID infected, yeah. I could still be infectious. So I'm not sure that's a surefire method itself. And I suppose these are the challenges that they all have to deal with. I think it is having very clear, precise methods of doing your business, cleaning down, making sure things are as safe and whatever. And let's be honest, people are very adaptable. Look at how we managed to work within the food retail sector, and we're all, you know, we've changed our practices, we've changed how we do things. We all stand now very, very well in line with the 2 meter spacing and so on and so forth. So people will adapt to how they do
things. And they'll be comfortable with people serving them or dealing with them in a retail scenario with gloves and a mask or face shields or temperature checks on the doors and things like that.
Exactly. And also, if you look at within restaurants, I mean, when we sit at restaurants, as long as I've mentioned in maybe on my Facebook or on my Twitter that, we've laid out our room, and I think one of your speakers there was kind of talking about how you could do that and the numbers you can put in the room, but that we've laid out the room to ensure that people are 2 meters apart. You could use technology. I mean, there's apps there available where you can get your menu on your own phone and make the booking and the make your order and it goes straight into the kitchen, so you haven't dealt with anyone other than the person, say take table two. You know, you haven't met with anyone yet, and you've the order and the food. The only time you're interacting is somebody's coming to the table.
That's
to
right.
Give you
it's going to be a less personal world. It'll be a more impersonal world, but that's the time we live in. But also, there's going to be, if numbers are going to be down, that means that there's going to be irreversible job losses within that sector. Yeah, people aren't going to be redeployed.
I can't see in the short term how that will not be the case. I mean, if you take that, there's three main customers. There's the leisure customer, the corporate customer, and let's say the international customer. And the second two of those aren't really going to be around in any significant numbers. I mean, I think you mentioned foot and mouth earlier in the broadcast, but if you look at what happened, I worked in the retail trade back in 2000, I think, is when foot and mouth was. And I worked with a shop in Clarny, and our turnover halved overnight. And that was foot and mouth, which was a much smaller issue compared to COVID. So I can't see how in the short term the international travel or customers going to come back. So hotels are going to have to really, really change their model of how they do business.
And, do you think that some of them actually will have to deal with banks, liquidators, and receivers?
Well, to be honest with you, that's kind of the space we're in. Back in 2008, 2009, when we formed Invite Resorts, that's what we were doing. We were working with hotels and properties through the banks and through the receivers and things like that to help them figure out how they're going to do their business going forward. And I think that's the space we're in again, is to work with these properties, look at them, see how they manage their cash, see how they, when they shouldn't open, when they are open, what they should be doing and what target markets they're going after, whole space. And that's, I think, an awful lot of them will be there. Now, to be fair, there's a lot of supports out there, Neil. You know, I mean, today the small business grant is available through Leo, which I think is €10,000. So there is these supports out there, but hotels, companies, small businesses need to know how to get them, and you know, be through the paperwork to get them.
Okay, I'm out of time for now, Seamus. Thanks for taking the call. Seamus Leahy is with www.inviteresorts.com if you want help with the challenges for trading in, I know it drives people crazy when I say this, in what they call the new normal.